A word for you from Matthew chapter 2 verse 3. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Might seem like a strange verse to read when it is the very time of Christmas Eve. The time of joy. Surely we should receive verses of great assurance and joy. Well, take it as the Lord speaks to you, because this can be joy or it can be misery. Many people, they suffer their nervous breakdowns, they have their accidents and their alcoholic poisoning during this time of Christmas instead of the joy that should be there. Perhaps you're on the side of Herod and all Jerusalem, where they should have, with the wise men, gone to Bethlehem to worship the king. They should not have felt threatened, but they were. King Herod, one might say, had perhaps a reason, although it was a silly reason, to be threatened or to feel threatened. In fact, though, if the baby was born, Herod still had a long time to rule. And knowing that he is the Messiah, he should have given up everything for him. But Herod, the Bible says, was troubled. The surprising thing is that all Jerusalem was troubled with him. They had waited for hundreds of years, waiting for the Messiah to come. And now that they hear a report that the Messiah is born, and these wise men come from the east to worship him, surely they should have examined the scriptures and with joy gone to Bethlehem. But no, they were troubled. Will it be the same case with you this Christmas, that instead of the joy, the worship that should flood your heart, you are troubled? Have you truly surrendered your life to Christ? Why not spend the end of this year examining yourself before God, asking, what is it in your heart that causes you to be troubled? Why do you feel threatened? Is it that there's going to be a new government, that you will have to submit yourself to a new authority? Remember that the Christ child has come to save. Yes, the government will be upon his shoulders. Yes, he will rule. But he is also the one who saves, who brings joy, who releases us from the burden, from the rod upon us. Why not turn to this Christ child this Christmas? Give your heart to him, and you will be troubled no longer.